Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com.
I can't imagine it's raining. I can't imagine it's cloudy. It's definitely not 48 in sunny Arizona. We welcome in Brewers Extra Innings host, all things Brewers with Dom Catronio live from Brewers Spring Training. Hey, Dom.
Hey, Greg. I mean, I can guarantee you, you know what that means when it's a Brewers off day. You know where I am.
Golf course is my imagine. You're on the practice tee right now?
Having mom's cookies?
Exactly right. Exactly right. No, we're doing it big. We're playing one of my favorite munis down here in Phoenix called Aguila Friad, but really enjoy these off days in spring training.
Oh, so that's lovely.
That is a good, you know, it kind of peek behind the scenes, because when it's an off day, Craig Council used to call it a choose-your-own-friends day, because there is nobody around the complex. They take these rare off days truly off.
Well, I tell you what, for position players, yes, true off day. For most relievers, yes, true off day. For starters, and particularly a brand new one that I'm sure we're going to talk about, it is not an off day. It is get to work. There's only 3.5 weeks left to make sure that you're ready. And when it comes to a guy like Jose Quintana and the rest of the starting pitchers, there's a schedule that they got to follow.
Okay, Dom, real quickly, I was not amiss, though. Your family's down there, right? I don't know if you're really eating mom's cookies on your off time, but but your family's there, right?
My mom is a terrible baker, and she would say the same thing. However, our big thing, I mean, we're half Mexican. So, you know, burritos in the morning or just some proper quesadillas. I mean, that's what I grew up with. So like, I think I've told a few programs down here. It's like, what do you most look forward to when you go back home? It's like, it's just Mexican food. It's just great Mexican food that I grew up with.
Yum. And for breakfast, too. Can't beat that.
What about guac, right? Now, Jessica's had her fill of guac here because she spent a couple of days in San Antonio and in Fort Worth. So she rocked out with her guac out. Where do you stand on guacamole?
Guacamole is fantastic. I think San Antonio probably did it a lot better than Dallas did, to be honest. And it's not real guac if you don't got onions in there. Some people are really anti-onions in the guac. You need that little sweet, that little elevated onion in there. It's not a major flavor. Don't be shy with the onions. I think the red onion is a really key ingredient in guac.
Ooh, oh, yeah, red onion. I hear that. And ooh, if you want to kick some jalapeno. But back to baseball.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Hey, you referenced Jose Quintana. So this is kind of interesting. A couple of days ago, there were some murmurs about this yesterday. I don't know if it's official from the Brewers just yet, but signing Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. This guy is a veteran pitcher who I think one season for the Cubs started against the Brewers like 7 times. Like, you never see that in today's Major League Baseball. But he has pitched against the Brewers. Now he's pitching for the Brewers. What's the strategy here in signing him?
He is a depth signing, but it's a really savvy one. And this is something that, if you want to get deeper into the labor relations of baseball right now, where it's like, how did this guy who posts so many innings, continues to perform well, gives you 150-plus innings every year, make it to the first week of March in free agency? That's just kind of a bigger, broad picture. Like, how did he still become available? With that being said, it's extremely savvy money for the Brewers, because now you look at their primary 5 options for their starting rotation, right? All 5 of them, if things go according to plan, knock on wood, you always need depth, but all 5 of them, you could easily see throwing more than 150 innings this season. I mean, you've got Freddie Peralta at the top line. He has been posting the last couple of seasons. Nestor Cortes Jr. is coming off of a really great season, despite what happened in the World Series. You've got Aaron Civale, who posted a career high in innings last season. And then furthermore, you now add Quintana. Woodruff gets to take some time to make sure that he's ready to go and doesn't have to be back instantly. And then Tobias Myers, after an incredible rookie year where he had 130 innings last year, I could easily see him get back up to 150.
And what's the latest on Aaron Ashby for some people who might have missed it?
Yeah, yesterday he exited the game in the second inning with an oblique strain, in the words of Pat Murphy. He is actually back at the complex and at the doctor's office today getting some imaging done. No media availability, obviously, today, so we will find out tomorrow what the extent of that injury for Ashby. And, man, you feel for the kid, right? We had him on air last week in a podcast form over on Brewers All Access, wherever you get your podcasts, and just talking about the extension that he had signed and the time that he had signed it. And really, it seems like since he put pen to paper, everything has gone wrong with his health. And this is kind of the tale of two ends of the sword, where, you know, you have a team friendly per se extension, like the one that Freddie Peralta signed, where it turns into something great. He's an all-star, incredible pitcher. And then you have the other side of that sword with Aaron Ashby. And it's not over yet by any stretch of the imagination, but you signed that deal hoping that you can replicate that success with Freddie. But sometimes health just doesn't work in your favor, and it helps the player's investment of like, well, at least I got my first small fortune and I'm able to take care of my family and that sort of thing. But when it comes to the unfortunate fact is, I think he's the total since he signed that deal is something like 60 big league innings, and that was signed in 2022. So I really feel for him. I hope this isn't a long term deal for him.
Dom Catronio joining us from Brewers spring training. Off day for the Brewers today. Dom, as we get closer to opening day, how many position battles are really up for grabs? I mean, you could start looking at the roster and pick out most starters, I think, but how many people are really fighting it out for a roster spot?
I really look at third base. We know the candidates there with Caleb Durbin and Oliver Dunn and Andrew Monasterio and Vinny Capra. That bench spot, too, that fourth bench spot is going to be very interesting when it comes to, is Mark Canna going to make the team? Is Capra going to make the team as the backup infielder or that sort of thing? Those are the main two spots I'm looking at. I mean, catcher is William. First base is Reese. Second base, I imagine, is Terang at this point. I would be shocked if they keep Terang at short. Ortiz would move to short, in my opinion. We mentioned that battle at third. The outfield is pretty set, even with Blake Perkins' injury last week. He'll be back at the end of April at this rate, but you've got Yelly or Churio in left, Mitchell or Sal in center, and then probably Sal in right. It's really not a lot to figure out, and maybe a bullpen spot or two as well. But third base is taking the headlines right now.
I was kind of curious, as far as the players down there right now, I mean, this is the first season now without Uke. Are they talking about that amongst themselves, or is it, you know, we're sad, and right now it's back to business, and we're carrying on?
Yeah, I think it's mostly the latter there, Jess. I think it'll really hit on opening day. I know we all talked about all the plans for opening day yesterday and seeing the signature when I first came down here and seeing what they're going to do with the grass down at American Family Field is going to be really exciting too. But, you know, I know you guys have talked about it too. And we caught up with Willy Adames on Friday after the game because the Brewers played the Giants, and it was the first time seeing him in black and orange. And just talking to him, I asked him, I'm sorry to change the subject, but I got to ask you about Uke. And we both were crying by the end of his answer. I mean, it was really sentimental to know that a guy like Willie, who only spent, you know, three plus almost four seasons in Milwaukee, understood the impact that Bob had. And I'm going to miss their signature handshake with each other, the paratrooper thing that they used to do, man. These guys get it. And I think that's the impact that Bob's always going to have, is that these guys are going to come up and have stories with each other. And I think of like Moustakas in 2018, his celebrations with Uke, and Moose just retired, and we'll catch up with him at some point too. So these guys get it, and we're all going to miss him dearly.
All right, Dom, are you playing the Aguila 18 or the Encanto 18? Which one are you playing today?
I'm playing Aguila 18, only one L, so you pronounce the L. If it's two L's, that's when it's silent.
Okay, good to know.
Aguila 18, they've done a bunch of money into the city of Phoenix. They've done a great job with Aguila. Can't recommend it enough. I also played a little splurge round yesterday, Greg. Played Southern Dunes down in Maricopa. Oof, really recommend that place.
Okay, good to know. We'll keep it in the fairway. We'll check in next week. Let us know your score and what course you might be headed out to next.
Not a cloud in the sky, guys. Don't be jealous. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Dom. Dom Catronio from Brewers Spring Training. It's 11:47 on WTMJ.